require two handkerchiefs to dry your tears just because he's giving up teaching.
Oh, it was heartrending. Mr. Phillips made such a beautiful speech beginning, "The time has come for us to part." Still, one can't feel quite in the depths of despair with 2 months' vacation before them, can they, Marilla? And besides, we met the new teacher, Miss Muriel Stacy, coming from the station.
So, the new teacher's arrived already, has she?
She said she was looking forward to getting acquainted with the community before the new term starts. Muriel Stacy. Isn't that a romantic name? Mrs. Lynde says they've never had a female teacher in Avonlea before, and she thinks it's a dangerous innovation.
Well, it's a change for Mr. Phillips, that's certain. We'd better have Miss Stacy up to tea next week to make her feel welcome. But don't say a word to Matthew. He's shy enough. A new female teacher will frighten him to death.
I'll be as secret as the dead. But, oh, Marilla, will you let me make a cake for the occasion?
You can make a layer cake.
A layer cake? What an inspired suggestion. I assure you, Diana, that it is such a responsibility having a new female teacher to tea. I just grow cold when I think of my cake. I dreamed last night that I was chased all round by a fearful goblin with a big layer cake for a head.
It'll be good, all right. The one that you made for lunch 2 weeks ago was perfectly elegant.
I suppose I shall just have to trust to Providence and be careful to put in the flour.
Miss Daisy, would you care for a slice of layer cake?
Oh, thank you, Miss Cuthbert. It's all so delicious, but I don't think I could manage another bite.
Oh, you must try a little of this, Miss Stacy. I made it on purpose for you.
Oh, in that case, I must sample it.
Thank you, Miss Stacy.
Is anything the matter, Miss Stacy?
Oh, it's just the cake.
Well, let me taste it. Aunt Shirley, what on earth did you put in that cake?
Oh, nothing but what the recipe said, Marilla. Oh, isn't it all right?
All right, it's simply horrible. Oh, Miss Stacy, don't try to eat it. And taste it yourself. What flavoring did you use?
Vanilla, only vanilla. Oh, Marilla, it must have been the baking powder.
Baking powder, fiddlesticks. Go and bring me the bottle of vanilla you used. Please.
Well, now, there's plenty of other types of cake, Miss Stacy.
Indeed, there is, Mr.
Cuthbert. Here it is, Marilla. Best vanilla.
Mercy on us, Anne. You flavored that cake with anodyne liniment. I broke the liniment bottle last week and poured what was left into an old empty vanilla bottle. Oh, it's partly my fault. I should have warned you, but for pity's sake, why couldn't you have smelled it?
I couldn't. I had such a cold. I can't do anything right.
Oh, let her go, Matthew. I'm sorry, Miss Stacy. She always means well, but she's so slapdash and headstrong.
Not to worry, Miss Cuthbert. From what I've seen, Anne is a delightful and original girl.
Oh, Marilla, I'm disgraced forever. I shall never be able to live this down. It will get out. Things always do get out in Avonlea. I can't ever look Miss Daisy in the face again. Perhaps she thinks I tried to poison her. Mrs. Lynde said she knows an orphan girl who tried to poison her benefactor. But the liniment isn't poisonous. Won't you tell Miss Daisy so, Marilla?
Suppose you jump up and tell her so yourself.
Miss Stacy! Oh, Miss Stacy, can you ever forgive me?
My dear girl, you mustn't cry. Why, it's all just a funny mistake that anybody might make.
Oh, no. It takes me to make such a mistake.
Nonsense. I enjoyed your kindness just as much as if it had turned out all right. Now come downstairs, and we'll figure out a time when you can come and have tea at my house.
Did Anne get off to bed all right?
Yes, finally. She was getting herself worked up about tea with Miss Stacy, and should she have a second helping of cake, and what would she do if she knocked over the milk jug?
It's that imagination of hers.
I sometimes think it's all too much for me, Matthew.
Is your headache still bad?
The pain is gone, but I do feel tuckered out sometimes.
Well, we're neither of us spring chickens, Marilla. Stands to reason we feel tuckered out. What with the farm and a growing girl to support.
Will she ever calm down, Matthew? That's what I'd like to know.